إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فهي وصية الأولين والآخرين. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah Ta'ala, to have the fear of Allah, to be conscious of Allah, the mighty and powerful. This was the advice given by those of old and those of latter times. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, by Allah Ta'ala, there is no good in this world except Allah has commanded it. And there is no evil in this world except Allah has forbidden it. And from the greatest of the evils in this world, from the greatest causes of corruption, from the things that cause disobedience to pile upon disobedience and multiply and gather in evil, from those evils, from the greatest of these evils is the evil of intoxicants, the evil of drinks that are intoxicating and drugs that intoxicate. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّ مُسْكِرٍ حَرَامٍ. Every intoxicant is haram. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what about producing the drink from dates, an alcoholic drink, or from corn, or from barley? He said, anything which intoxicates is haram. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, anything that intoxicates in a large quantity, then even a small quantity of it is forbidden, is haram. Anything that when taken in a large amount, whether it's from drugs, from injections, or seized, or breathed, or sniffed, or rubbed on the skin, or drank, or eaten, anything when taken in a large amount, it intoxicates, it is khamr, it covers the mind, the senses. And the word khamr in Arabic, it comes from the root word that means the scarf that a woman covers her hair with. So anything that covers the mind, the senses, from perception, from proper orientation, this is called khamr. And it is haram, it is forbidden by Allah, the Mighty and Majestic. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the evil caused by intoxicants is one that spreads throughout the society and destroys. The whole land is afflicted by the fitna caused by alcohol and intoxicants. The corruption spreads and manifests itself in every place. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the evils of intoxicants is that it causes the person who takes these drugs or this alcohol, it causes him to dissipate the devils to that person. It causes the devils to dissipate, to come to that person and afflict them. And it causes the angels of mercy to flee away from that person. Taking intoxicants causes the devils to gather upon a person and the angels of mercy to flee from that person. Allah Most High and Majestic, He says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ, whoever goes away from the remembrance of Allah, when those who take intoxicants, they go away, they don't remember Allah in their state of intoxication. They go away from the remembrance of Allah. They go to the gatherings of evil and wicked people. They are compelled to do crimes in order to sustain their habit. So those who turn away from the dhikr of the Rahman, Allah says He gives them, He appoints for them a shaytan to be with that person as his companion. You see the grave danger, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of the shayateen dissipating to the person who is intoxicating himself with drugs and alcohol. And from the grave dangers, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, of taking the intoxicants, whether it is in the form of alcoholic drinks, or it is in the form of the drugs that intoxicate, from the harms, is that it causes the ma'ana, the curse of Allah, to descend upon the person. It causes the wrath, the ma'ana, and the la'na in Arabic, it means thawd min rahmatillah, a person being thrown away from the mercy of Allah. May Allah save us from that. It causes the la'na to descend upon the one who takes the intoxicants and drugs. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, la'ana Allah shari'ul khamri wa saqihi. Allah, He sends His wrath, His curse upon the one who drinks the khamr and the one who gives it to others to drink. And also the curse descends upon the one who squeezes the grapes and the one for whom the grapes are squeezed. And for the one who carries the khamr, the wine, and the one for whom it is carried for. And the curse of Allah is upon the one who sells the khamr and the one who buys the khamr. And from the evils, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, that the Prophet ﷺ has warned his ummah about in the khamr, from the evils that it causes, is that it prevents one's prayers from being accepted. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever drinks some sip of intoxicant, one sip, none of his actions are accepted for 3 days. And whoever drinks a cupful of it, of the intoxicant, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days. His prayer will not be accepted, as the ulama say, he will not achieve the reward, the forgiveness of that prayer, although he must still do that prayer for 40 days. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he continued. He said the destruction of khamr, the destruction of intoxicants, is a duty upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Destroying the intoxicants is a duty upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that you give them to drink from the river, from the juices of the khabar. And they said, what is khabar, O Messenger of Allah? He said, you give them to drink from the juices of the scorching of the hellfire. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the evil of alcohol is that it causes a person to lose any sense, any desire to do good, and to love to be in the company of the evil-doing people. It causes one to engage in a life of crime, and to engage in a life of disobedience. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, warning about khamr, he said, every khamr, every muskir, and every mukhattir is haram. Every muskir, every intoxicant, and every mufattir. Mufattir are drugs that cause the body to become pliant and lazy and weak. So the Prophet ﷺ forbade not only the drugs that intoxicate the mind, but also those that weaken the body and make it pliant and without energy. So anybody that uses or has used these drugs or these intoxicants, they have to turn to Allah Ta'ala and seek His forgiveness and to seek His repentance. Allah Ta'ala, He forgives those who make mistakes. As the Prophet ﷺ, he said, every child of Adam makes mistakes. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. Every child of Adam, they make mistakes. But then he said, khayr al-khata'in tawwab. The best of those people who make mistakes are those who turn to Allah in repentance. Those who make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. So those who do the sin, they must stop. They must stop doing that sin. They must stop the evil of the intoxicants and the drugs. And to make true tawbah to Allah Ta'ala, there are certain conditions. There are conditions for one's tawbah to be valid and correct and accepted. The ulama, they say that one, first and foremost, one must stop the sin that they're doing. إِقْلَاعَ الْغَمْنِ. If somebody is still doing the sin, and he says, I seek Allah's forgiveness, but he still continues in doing the sin and repeating it, then this type of tawbah is not acceptable. This is not tawbah to nasuha, sincere tawbah. So stopping the sin. Number two, having sincere regret about what happened in the past. Feeling the remorse, feeling the sin, the heaviness of the sin upon one's heart. This is a condition for our tawbah to be accepted. As for the one who says, I seek Allah's forgiveness, but the joy or the pleasure of that sin remains burning in his heart, then this tawbah will not be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So he must stop the sin. He must sincerely regret what he has done. And number three, he must have the firm resolve never to return to that sin again. He must take the azimah, the firm resolve, to leave that sin forever and to abandon that sin. If a person fulfills these three conditions, the past, present, and future, they regret what happened in the past, they stop what they're doing, they stop immediately, as we all must stop from the sin of drinking alcohol and intoxicants. And number three, they regret it. Number three, they have the firm resolve never to go back. Then Allah Ta'ala will blot out the sins of that person. He will purify their soul. He will cleanse them of the evil of that sin. Allah Ta'ala is the one who is most merciful. He says,
Tubu ila Allah jami'an ya ayyuhal ladina amanu.
Turn to Allah in repentance, ayyuhal mu'mineen. O you who believe, turn to Allah in repentance altogether. La'allakum tuflihun. In order that you be successful. So we hear Allah Ta'ala commanding the whole of the Ummah together to make repentance to Allah, to turn to Him sincerely in order that one be successful. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the ways that we must avoid falling into sin, the sin of intoxicants and alcohol, is that we must avoid the gatherings of people of evil. Because indeed every one of these sins began with the evil company. Everyone who has fallen into the evil of drugs and intoxicants and alcohol, it began with the company of evil people. So we must avoid the company of those who encourage us to do evil, and make company with those who call us to good and righteousness.
وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ.
وَتَعَاوَنُوا, تَعَاوَنُوا, help each other, encourage each other to do what is good, to do what is bitter, righteousness, and to have taqwa. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا, do not encourage each other, do not help each other upon sin, do not be a cause of other people committing sin. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, each and every one of us must warn his children, his wife, his family, his friends against evil companions, against people who gather and drink and smoke, because smoking is the doorway to the rest of the drugs. It's the doorway to drinking, to stay away from those gatherings of people who are tested by these sins. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the one who turns to Allah in Tawbah, sincerely, immediately, then Allah will blot out the effects of that sin from his soul. He will save him from prison. He will save him from harm. The one who turns to Allah in Tawbah and seeks help and rehabilitation and takes the necessary steps to purify himself from the evil and drugs and intoxicants, then he will save himself from the wrath of Allah in the hellfire. He will save himself from harm that will lead him much regret in the world to come. Ibadullah, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا اقول هذا القول واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the conditions of Tawbah, we mentioned the three, the past, present, and future. Regretting the past, stopping the sin in the present, and having the firm resolve never to return again. But from the conditions the ulama mentioned, is to be sincere for the sake of Allah. Not giving up the sin for some worldly benefit. Not giving up the sin of drinking or smoking or alcohol or drugs in order to please other people, to please one's family, to save money. This is not the reason to give up these sins. To do it sincerely for Allah Ta'ala. To do it to please Allah Ta'ala, to comply and submit to the commandment of Allah, because it is Allah's commandment. Allah has forbidden intoxication. He has forbidden any substance that covers the thought, the aqla, whether it is a large quantity or a small quantity. And from the conditions of the tawbah that the ulama mentioned is that one must hasten to the tawbah. Delaying the tawbah requires tawbah. Delaying repenting, procrastinating the repentance, in and of itself is a sin that requires repentance. So one must hasten to turn to Allah in tawbah before the soul reaches the throat. Because after the soul reaches the throat, there is no more tawbah. And before the sun rises from the west, this is one of the signs of the hour. After the coming of the Dajjal, and Allah save us from his evil, the sun will rise from the west. And when the sun rises from the west, the door of tawbah will be closed. Finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we send a message to the society to stop the drugs and intoxicants. The land is being corrupted and destroyed by the intoxicants and the drugs. It is a right of Allah, and it is a right upon Allah to destroy those intoxicants and drugs. So we send a call. A call is made to the whole world to rid the world of this evil, the corruption, the destruction caused by intoxicants in every form, in every shape. A call is made for all people to bring this corruption to an end and to leave the destruction, to leave the evil that is caused by this evil, evil sin. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, train your family and your children and warn them about the evil of drugs and smoking and intoxicants and alcohol. Every child, he is born not knowing what is right and wrong. Each and every one of us is responsible for his flock. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullukum ra'in wa mas'ul 'an ra'iyyatihi." Each and every one of us is a shepherd. Each and every one of us is a shepherd. The man is a shepherd. He is responsible for those in his household. He will be asked about them if they are corrupted, if they go astray. The woman is a shepherd over the house of her husband and her children, and she will be asked about her children and if she raised them and taught them properly. Everyone is a shepherd and will be asked. So warn your family and keep them away from the evil of alcohol, drugs, and intoxicants. And it is from this character, the character of every Muslim, to admire each other, to be sincere to one another. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَلَعَصَّرْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, indeed, human beings are in loss. Insan, human beings are in loss. Except those who have faith in Allah, they hold on to the faith in Allah, and they do righteous deeds. And not only do they themselves do righteous deeds and hold on to faith, they advise what a wasul bil haq. They give the wasiyah. They can advise each other, they remind each other, they're sincere to their brother and sister. Sincerity to your brother, Abin al-Nasiha. Sincerity is by giving good advice to your brother and sister. Not by leaving them on the state that they're in, thinking that you will earn their love, but advising them to obey Allah, to fulfill the commandments of Allah, to have taqwa of Allah, This is the way that we are sincere to one another, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. By being truthful in our advice to one another. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And to have patience. Patience in obeying Allah. Patience in staying away from His sins. And patience with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wa al-amwat. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. وأذل الشرك والمشركين. ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اشف مرضانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحم موتانا. اللهم ارحم موتانا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Still worshiping the Hamdu wa Rahmatullah. Restricting the line and close the gap. Still. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Allah